The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. My lovelies, welcome to another episode of Angel Talk. I am Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium, and today we're gonna talk about love. So many of you sit with me and ask, when will I find my true love? Is that something that's in the cards for me? Is that in my future? Well, I'm going to share some messages from the angels today, and I want to remind you that the messages I share with you are both for you and for everyone else that's listening, whenever you listen to this podcast, whether it's the day that it drops or 5 years from now. And I just think that's the most fascinating thing, isn't it? That Spirit can pull a message that is timeless and universal. We all deserve to be loved. We want to be loved. We're created to be around other people. We desire to be seen and valued. We desire to belong. And many of you are on your spiritual journey, which means your friend groups, your loved ones might be shifting a little bit. As you are different, your energy, your atmosphere is also different. And you attract people who maybe match you now, but they didn't before. And also, people who you thought you knew and would be in love with forever sometimes shed away. I invite you not to take that so personally. You're showing up differently. You are becoming authentically you, and like a beautiful snake shedding its skin, it's a little bit itchy, it's uncomfortable, and yet there's something beautiful that's ready to come through. I'm going to invite the angels in right now, and as I see them getting cozy, I want you to know I've got Archangel Raphael, funny, Archangel Raphael sitting with me today. Raphael often comes through as our great healer, right? But also Raphael is a fantastic matchmaker, whether that is in love or finding the right job or the right house or the right foster kitty. So I have Archangel Raphael here, and I just had to giggle a little bit because when Raphael sat down with me, he gave me like this big kind of cartoon red heart. And I thought, okay, well, we're going to talk about romantic love today, aren't we? Okay. Before we start, I'd like to share the story of the feather with you. And one of our greatest sources of love comes from, of course, our creator, universe, and our angels, who are liaisons between us and our creator and this beautiful, immense universe and beyond. The angels show up for us, showing us that they're around. We have to look for it sometimes, don't we? But sometimes it's really, really stinking obvious. Well, I want to tell you about something that happened with my family just last week because it's great. One of my children came home from school and a friend had given them a sticker. And my youngest, Monday, and I'll refer to Monday as they, them, because Felix is non-binary. They gave Monday a sticker, and it's probably from a shoe or something. It's probably a logo, but it is a feather. It's a white feather and a gray feather kind of smushed together, drawn by an artist and made into a sticker. So I'm cleaning Monday's room, as I often do, and I see this sticker on the floor, and it doesn't really register with me that it's a feather at this point. It's just garbage, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm picking up fast, making beds. So I pick up this sticker, and I throw it in the trash. I threw it in the trash. You've got to hear that part. So then a couple of days later, I'm in my closet, and something's on the back of my pants, and it's that darn sticker. What? I threw that away. I took the trash out, people. So I threw it away again in my bathroom trash. Done. I shut the lid. It is in the trash. A few days later, another family member has it stuck to their clothes. It came back. this feather keeps coming back and back and back. Throw it away. Okay, angels, I guess, is this you? Is this a feather? Okay, I guess it's a feather. Is this you? All right, well, I'll keep it. I'm going to put it on my desk. Put it on my desk, right in the middle. Nothing's going to move it, right? Well, we go to a hotel for a little bit of fun last week. That darn feather was in my suitcase. What? So the angels definitely wanted to get my attention. And I know that when we see feathers, the angels are always communicating with us, and the feather means something. It can mean I'm with you. I love you. We love you. But feathers also are a response to something that we've asked for. It's an answer that says, I've heard you. We're working on it. Your prayers have been heard. And I don't really know if I want to tell you what I've been working on because it's a little personal. But seeing that feather over and over told me that my angels had heard and they were helping me. And man, they were making it obvious. I wanted to share that with you because I just thought that was the coolest thing. I did keep this sticker. You got to see this sticker. So it's all gross on the back because it's a sticker, right? I'm going to keep it and I'm going to put it in my keepsake box or my jewelry box because it was such a beautiful communication from my angels. All right. Well, I think we're ready now to channel some information about love. I'm going to use some angel oracle cards to do this work today. And I'm using the deck Healing with the Angels Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. I love this deck. It's an older deck. And I'm not sure if it's even published anymore because Doreen Virtue has decided not to do this type of healing work. So I don't think her stuff's being published, but you might find this deck at a secondhand store or Amazon or something like that. It's a great deck. Before we start, the angels want me to remind you all that we are talking about romantic love today because that's what everybody's asking for. But if you're already in a partnership, think of this message as a way to expand the love that you're in. Look at your love as new love. How can you grow it? How can you see yourself differently in this relationship? For those of you who are not interested in the romantic love, think about the newness of a project, of a job. What is loving and growing in your life? Could you transpose this message into that situation? Sometimes we need to do that, don't we? We hear a message from the angels and we have an obligation to say, what does that mean to me? That's part of the partnership. Here we go. Here are the cards I pulled. The first one is the manifestation card. Oh boy. So they're putting it on our shoulders, right? They're saying that what we think about, what we feel, what we state is what creates the future. So when we ask, when will my true love find me? Their answer is, well, are you ready? When are you ready? Are you truly ready? Are you sending out the message, I am ready for love. I deserve love. Or are you sending out the message, I'm ready for love. Oh, but my butt's real big. Oh, I'd really love to bring someone home, but my house is a mess. They'll judge me. Those messages aren't clear. That's actually a mixed message. And from a manifesting perspective, if you send out a mixed message, the universe is going to answer back by saying, okay, well, just hang out, honey. You're not ready. But if we decide to really lean into faith and say, I deserve love and I'm ready for love, the universe hears that you are ready for love. And the universe starts to shift itself little by little, click by click, to bring that love to you, whether that is romantic love, friendship love, healing in your family, self-love. But we're all manifestors. We are all co-creators. It's us and our creator making this beautiful life together. So it's our job to be project manager and say, all right, I'm ready for love. If this idea is hard for you, sit with it for a little bit, because we often have told each other that the God we worship or the God we love will decide when we're ready. That God will say, well, you get love, but you don't. And you have cancer, but you don't. You're going to be rich, but you're not. What if that's not true? What if you have more control here and you can say to God, all right, God, this is what we're building together. Now show me what you want me to do. And then through your meditations and your prayer and your observing things like the feather sticker or whatever signs come in for you, You start to, and listening to what other people have to tell you, because spirit talks through other people. You start to get that plan. You start to build your plan, how you're going to bring that love to you. Some of it is very hard work, because you might get the message from spirit that you need to pay attention to how you talk to people. You may need to be a better listener. You may need to love yourself more. So be brave. Look at this process without judgment and be brave. Have fun with it. And think about the outcome. If you decided, I'm ready, full faith, I am ready. Show me what to do, God. Show me what to do, Creator. Show me what to do, angels. And then you get the message by observing and feeling and praying, and you do it. Well, holy cow, people, we're moving, aren't we? So the first card is pay attention to your thoughts. When we manifest, we also must pay attention to the energy that we put into it. Well, how about let's say this? We have to put attention on the emotion that we attach to it. A great manifesting exercise is to get out a journal and write in the future tense. So for example, when you are manifesting love, you could write, I love this person. I'm so excited that I'm in a relationship. This makes me feel valued. I am happy. I am joyful. I'm grateful. So you're writing that journal entry as if it's already happened, and you attach your feelings to it. It's a great manifesting activity for this or any other facet of your life that you're growing. You should try it. The second card is the soulmate card. Oh, right. Angels want to talk a little bit about soulmates. So in our culture, we often teach each other that we have one soulmate. Ooh, where is that person? And when I find that person, I will be complete. Well, guess what, honey? You are complete already. You are complete and perfect just the way you are. And when you find that person that you want to share your life with, they do not complete you. They bless you. Maybe you've been in a relationship that was codependent and you felt that you needed that person, or that person needed you so much that it almost sucked some life out of you. It was exhausting. And let's also remember that in great relationships, there are some times where our partner needs us. Our partner is recovering from something, or we are recovering, or we are starting a new season in our life and we need a lot of support and love. That's appropriate, isn't it? But if all the time you are stepping in as therapist or healer or adult, that's probably not the best kind of love. It wouldn't feel like equal love. When we think about our soulmates, there isn't just one. You actually incarnate with 15 to 20 soulmates that you meet over and over in every lifetime. And when you are in the spirit world, your higher self, your soul, and the other people's souls in your group decide, oh, right, are we going to know each other next time? Mm-hmm. How are we going to know each other? What are we going to learn from each other? What are we going to heal from our past lives together? So the people that are in your life, your closest coworkers, your friends, your family, your loves, your animals, I'm sure, are in a group that it's like the same actors cast in different roles as you go into each lifetime. So you actually have a lot of potential there to meet your soulmate. It's not just one. If you go out a ring, those are secondary soulmates, and those soulmates are in most of your lifetimes. And many of us fall in love with secondary soulmates. That can feel very freeing because you don't have the same data or the same strings or cords attached to you with the people that you've been in every lifetime with. It's a little bit fresher, sometimes a little easier. In our core group, our soulmate group, we've got a lot of memory, a lot of data with those people. There's a lot to work out, lots to learn, lots of potential, and it also can be kind of hard. Well, let's start by just baseline, understanding that we're not looking for one soulmate. There's potential there. So if you feel like you met your soulmate, you married that person, or you committed to that person and it broke, well, keep looking. There's more for you. When you meet your soulmate, you will know. It'll feel comfortable. You will know just in your heart, boy, I know you from somewhere. This feels right. Sometimes we find our soulmate and it isn't the right fit. Sometimes we meet a soulmate and we marry, and what we're contracted to do together or the agreement is to separate, because maybe we were bound together before. maybe you were brother and sister with your partner in another lifetime, and that was not a healthy relationship, but you couldn't leave each other because you were related. Then what would it be like if you chose in this lifetime to meet each other as lover and lover and have the option to leave if you wanted to? So just because you find your soulmate doesn't mean that you have to be with them your whole life. Remember, manifestors, our life is what we make it. We are never stuck. We always have control of our situation. We cannot control other people, right? But we can control how we show up. We can control our response. We can control our life as far as how we perceive it, how we move forward. So the angels pulled that card so we could get a little clarity on the soulmate idea. And then I see Raphael giving me about a stack of 20 hearts. And I ask, what is that about? And okay, and Archangel Raphael says, and sometimes love is just fun. It's not soulmates. It's just fun. You're matching up with people to learn about yourself and to love them and have some joy and some chemistry and some intimacy. The next card is the divine guidance card. The angels say, don't forget, we are helping you. We are behind the scenes doing our good work. And you may not know it, you may not feel it, but we're still there. You don't feel your kidneys, do you? But you know they're working. You don't see your lungs, but you know they're working. Your angels are always, always working for you and pulling in your ancestors and your family. Sometimes they're even pulling in a partner or spouse that passed and asking them, can you help us find someone for our beloved person? And those people do say yes. It may be hard for a spouse or a partner who's passed to imagine you with someone else, but it's harder to imagine you lonely. And when we cross over, we really are moving and dancing and living in pure unconditional love. We don't need the same labels. So if you're hearing me today and your soulmate, your true love is in the spirit world, you will always be attached to them, always. Doesn't mean that you can't find love here in the physical world. It's an expansion of the heart. It will be okay. And that person on the other side is helping your angels find that love for you. Let's review. This angel oracle card pull started with the manifestation card. Pay attention to your thoughts and your feelings. What you think matters. What you put out, you get back. Law of attraction. The second card is the soulmate card. Have fun meeting your people. And sometimes it's just about fun. It doesn't have to be a soulmate. If you felt you've met your soulmate already and it fizzled out, all right. Keep walking, keep moving. Love is there. And the third card is the divine guidance. Divine guidance tells us that we're not in this alone. We have a very beautiful set of our team helping us on the other side in love and keeping us on the right track. Don't forget that you are so very loved and guided. I hope that this message brought you some joy today. Please pass it on to people who need to hear it. Part of our work here together is to share what we learn about spirit, right? So please share this podcast with those who would enjoy it and need to hear a loving word from the angels, all right? If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can go to my website, rachelcorpus.com. On Instagram, I'm reachable at the Angel Counselor. Facebook at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. You can also listen to this podcast on the free app. Maybe you are already. If you are, thanks. Good job. If you're not, search up Mind Body Spirit FM on any Apple or Android device. Download the app. It's free. And then if you click on my icon for Angel Talk, there is a microphone and you can send me a quick message, a question for a show, an idea for a show, just a quick hello. And I sure would love to hear from you. Blessings, my friends. If you haven't heard this lately, please hear me say, and the angels, you are loved. I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Are you ready to ignite your best life and illuminate the world? I'm Stephanie James. I'm a motivational speaker, transformation coach, and psychotherapist. And what lights me up is helping people just like you create the greatest versions of themselves. On my podcast, Igniting the Spark, I will help you ignite your joy and reach new heights in your personal and professional life. Join me for some incredible conversations with authors, spiritual teachers, and other influential thought leaders to help guide you on your way. If you are ready to stop playing small, join me for Igniting the Spark on the mindbodyspirit.fm network or wherever you get your podcasts, and ignite your best life.